Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It'll have a familiar feel, Sunday night's game between the New England Patriots and the Baltimore Ravens. It's the second year in a row the Pats and Ravens play for the AFC Championship, with the winner going to the Super Bowl. The Pats took the game in a squeaker last year, but the Ravens won their regular season game with the Pats back in September. Patriots coach Bill Belichick paid a bit of tribute to the Ravens this week.
They're as good as any team we've played this year, better than most. We're playing a team that we had a great game with earlier in the season and came down to the last play.
Will it be that close this Sunday? Our football analyst Mike Reese joins us now to talk about that and other questions. He covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
So the Pats and Ravens usually end up with very close scores. At least they have in many of their recent games. Do you expect this game to come down to the wire this Sunday?
I do, Bob, and the interesting part to me is that Las Vegas odds makers don't. The betting line on this game, close to double-digit points, and I'm trying to figure out why that's the case, because I see this coming down to the wire.
Are both teams prepared for this game, and who comes into this game better prepared, do you think?
Well, Bob, I think both teams are very well prepared, and the reason why is their experience playing in these types of games, and I think a team like the Baltimore Ravens is unique compared to other opponents that would come into this situation and might be overwhelmed by the moment. They will not be overwhelmed, and that's because they have some of the most experienced, talented players on their team in terms of players like linebacker Ray Lewis, safety Ed Reed, linebacker Terrell Suggs. These are players that have been in these championship moments. But if I had to pick one team or the other, I'll say the Patriots are better prepared because they're playing at home.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks. Joe Flacco for the Ravens, Tom Brady for the Patriots. How do they stack up against each other?
You know, you look at one thing they both do well is they win in the playoffs, Bob. Joe Flacco's style is sometimes criticized by folks because his, you know, doesn't do it necessarily with flair, but he throws a beautiful long pass down the field, and that's something the Patriots are going to have to be aware for in this game. He's sort of still trying to get his accolades, maybe hasn't earned the respect of other quarterbacks like Brady because he's never won a Super Bowl championship, and in terms of Tom Brady, he's just looking for that next Super Bowl championship, the one he's craved since his last one in 2004.
The other thing about Flacco is that he's not at all intimidated by being behind late in the game.
Well, that's a great point, Bob, and that's the one thing Patriots players have said all week in speaking with them, is this Ravens team, starting with Joe Flacco, is very mentally tough, and it doesn't matter the situation, and they pointed to their victory last week in Denver as the prime example. They're always going to be in the fight. You're going to have to knock them out if you're going to beat them.
Mike Lynch on Channel 5 last night described the Ravens as the toughest team in football, but described the Patriots as the smartest team in football. If that's true, who has the edge?
Well, I think you measure toughness in different ways. I actually think, you know, the Ravens are an extremely tough team, both physically and mentally, Bob. They're also an emotional team. And sometimes that emotion, and they're feeding off the emotion of Ray Lewis's retirement. He's saying, this is my last year, one of the all-time great linebackers. Sometimes that emotion can catapult them to new heights, but sometimes it can work against them. I think the Patriots, Bob, are also a very physically tough team, mentally tough team. I think they match the Ravens' toughness. I don't think one team is tougher than the other. Patriots, certainly a very smart team. I really believe these teams are even in the categories we're talking about.
So then what might be the deciding factor when the Patriots host the Ravens at Gillette Stadium on Sunday?
As it often is, a turnover, an unexpected mistake, a short field goal that you think would be a gimme that is missed, like we saw in last year's AFC Championship. This is why we'll watch, Bob, because no one knows what will be the difference, but usually it's one thing that you just don't expect to happen, and that's why the ratings are always so high for these games, because we just don't know what's going to happen.
And so despite the fact that, as you pointed out earlier, Las Vegas gives the Patriots a big edge, you say edge, but not necessarily a big edge to Patriots?
I do believe that. I think playing at home gives the Patriots a slight edge, and I do believe they have more matchup advantages in this game, specifically their offense against the Ravens' defense. I think Tom Brady does tilt the balance toward the Patriots, but something just tells me these Ravens have put it together at the right time here in the playoffs, and they'll give the Patriots all they can handle.
Mike Reese, who reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Bob.